if necessary, whatever, you know, the study comes out or what the county asks us to do, we'll be more than willing to accommodate. But at this point, there hasn't been a need to widen or to do a turn lane, but at some point, we believe that road will be widened. And at that point, whatever's necessary, we'll do.
Thank you. Any other questions? Commissioner Hill?
Paul, which days of the week are you planning? Do you choose certain days to do your events, or will it do Monday through Sunday?
You know, if somebody, we had a couple people ask, they want to do a quinceañera or a small little party. Most of those will be on the weekend. We had some people ask us if they could do a birthday party for their kids on the basketball courts. Those could be done during the week, depending on what their requirements are. But majority of the events will be on a Friday or a Saturday. We're not sure if we're going to have too many events on a Sunday, but we could, you know.
The reason I ask, I know that I live in a farming rural community, and people that work get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to go out to the, they're not happy campers.
Yeah.
To have music go late at right. even 9 o'clock.
Yeah. No, we agree. And you know, it's a growing commercial area, so it's not like we're in the middle of the city and we have this. There's a lot of rural area around us, a lot of open space. And we finally figured out where the music, when the music study was done, they told us that the speakers have to face certain directions.
Yes.
So for now on, that's a requirement. We put that in on, you know, we would put that in a contract with the DJ. The music will have to be shut off at 10. Now, if the event ends at 10, it's impossible to have everybody out of there at 10. But that's what the music requirement is. You know, we will shut off the music, and then everybody will start dispersing and start leaving after that fact.
Because music does carry quite a ways, even though you think it's right here where you are, but you go half a mile.
You know, in the country, if you're in the city, there's a lot of cement. There's a lot of music. You know, if you study music, music bounces off buildings and things. But if there's open space, it eventually dies out. So the speakers that we have are facing an open area, so it will not carry as far. It will not reflect off. But if we face them the other way, there's houses, it will bounce off walls, and yes, sometimes you feel the music more than you hear the music, the bass sound to it.
Oh, where I live, so it can travel even a mile, depending on how
it can.
Loud.
Yes.
And that's rural open.
Right. Right, so it can. And we don't have anybody
really
behind us.
To our areas.
Okay. And there are ways to minimize that. You know, you have these pads, sound pads and things that can be put in. So the music doesn't go to a certain degree. There's ways to elevate or, you know, go below a little bit lower than the ground and have a retaining, like a sound wall, like the railroad tracks do. So there's ways to minimize the sound travel.
And the decibel.
But you can't eliminate it, just minimize it.
Thank you.
Commissioner Quist, you have a question?
Good morning.
Hi.
We've been talking about the noise issue and how sound carries or doesn't carry.
Right.
And you mentioned, well, you're going to be in an open area. You are right now.
Right.
But you are in the sphere of influence.
Yes.
And so there's mention of the year 2035 here in the document. There's a mention of 2044.
Right.
Long ways away. But once you have a potential building established
right.
and an ongoing concern, if you are surrounded by development,
right.
are you concerned about mitigating, for example, the noise or the potential dust or what have you?
Yes. So we do own the whole 17 and a half acres there. So that area there. But eventually, we want to build an indoor building. This is an outdoor venue. Eventually, once we have that indoor building somewhere down the line, whenever that time comes, then we will just limit music to indoor use only. There will not be outdoor, and you can have sound pads and other things in there. That would limit any outdoor noise. And we just need the funding, right? So we're trying to do these events and trying to do stuff. So right now the facility is basically free of charge for all the kids to come out. So, you know, it keeps kids from spending all that time on their computers or games or doing whatever, you know, they could be getting in trouble. So we've been getting an average of 30 to 40 kids that circulate through the week. You know, not everybody shows up on the same day. We've had requests from some other leagues. They want to use the place. So we haven't really booked anything because we're waiting our approval, but those will be the main usage of this property.
I guess the other subject is that I have a concern about, and I think we all do, is water.
Right.
And the use of, and the conservation of.
Yes.
And I note your, the documents say you're going to use so many gallons per event or what have you. That really doesn't count all the use of water you're going to be using on that parcel.
Right. So initially, this piece, the whole 17-acre, was farm. It was, the pictures you see are probably about four years old. We had a sublet to an outside person. They were growing row crop. I think those were soybeans or some sort of vegetables they were growing. As you see the green area, it was approximately 15 acres. So we've taken that out. So that water usage has gone away. So we're no longer pumping water for that area. The grass area that we have, we put out a border of cement, so it's a minimized grass area. We've actually cut down the water use that was being put in that area. So we're actually using a lot less water than it was originally there, mainly because we've taken out that crop. You know, we're no longer planting a crop there.
Do you have an ag well, though?
We have inactive ag well. We have a commercial domestic well. So that well, you were looking at a picture. From where this picture is the corner that's missing. It's literally on that, the west side of that is where the well is located. And that was just serviced not long ago. I think we had to put a new pump in or whatever. So for our usage there, we haven't had any water issues.
Thank you.
Right. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Brewer.
All right. Thank you. Home address? 5550 West Spruce Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Can you come forward, please? State your name and address, if you would, for the record.
Good morning. Dale Yandell, 3145 North Hayes Avenue. Good morning, Council. I live approximately a quarter mile east of this project that they're doing. They've started the project a good year and a half ago, land leveling, development, street lights, all of this. And they've had several parties. One party, the music was so loud. This is in the summer. We like to have our windows open. We had to shut our windows, and we still couldn't hear our TV. The music went to 3 o'clock in the morning. Granted, that was the only time, but all their other parties, the music's gone till 10, 11, 11:30 at night. As far as the parking lot goes, they've planned this as a business. And to me, we're in a rural ag environment. The city's coming at us, which you can't stop. But they've got their streetlights. Most of them are down, focused down where they don't hurt, but they don't fan out. But they've got one floodlight. I don't know, it's got to have a 1,000-watt bulb in that thing. And I mean, it shines into our backyard, and I'm a quarter mile away. And it to the point, it, you know, you don't want to stare at it. And I just don't know how they got all this development done without notifying the neighbors. The only notification I got was about this meeting in the mail, whatever, a week or so back. That's the first I heard. I knew they were doing something just because of the amount of development. And as far as their noise control, pointing amps, their amplifiers north, I mean, the sound travels, in like you said, ma'am, in the country. The sound travels. The city's building houses right at the, well, right in back of them. The city's developing houses in there that go from Bryan to Hayes. on, I think it was 60 acres. So all of that in the next year or so is going to be housing. Traffic pulling in and out, is they've only used that west driveway, which is fine. I don't care. But it's just my main concern is the lighting pointing into the neighbors and their noise volume. So I don't know. Any questions or?
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Anyone else to speak in opposition to this application? After this gentleman.
Morning.
Morning.
My name is Tim Brodell, 2737 North Hayes Avenue, within earshot of what's going on. Thank you for letting me speak. You know, a lot of my neighbors and myself, we bought property out there 15, 20 years ago to retire, 2.5 acre plots. It's quite quiet in a summer afternoon or evening. It's very quiet, but sound travels really easily. We have wedding parties, kinsonettas, this sort of thing. The neighbors come and ask us first, going, hey, we're going to have a live music. Is it okay? And it is. I mean, you know, we'll grant it, no problem. We won't call the sheriff's department, I mean, after 1 o'clock. But that is with our permission. Now, what's this proposal is something 60 times a year. And you may be to your advantage to check the sheriff's department records on how many calls come out into this area for noise after 12, 1 o'clock. It's, we pay our taxes, we put up the American flags, we are courteous to our neighbors, and we accept other people having parties. That's what life is all about. We're supposed to enjoy life. But if it's going to be 60 times a year and it's an open air, yeah, that gentleman that was talking about that one night, I called the sheriff's department because it was 1 o'clock in the morning and my windows were actually rattling, honest to goodness. I mean, it's pretty incredible. If any of you folks live in the country or have neighbors, you have to consider what it's like to have music every, what is it, three nights a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes in the middle of the week. It's really not fair to do that. If they built an enclosed building, kept the noise inside, I don't care about the traffic. Unfortunately, the lights don't affect my property, but it is very discourteous for us to have to live there with that type of noise. I'm not the grouchy old man that says, get off my lawn. I believe in progress. I believe in people trying to make a living, entrepreneurs. But this is really taking advantage of the kindness of the pictures are very nice, but they don't show my house. They don't show all the other neighbors on the other side of the street. It's kind of deceiving in my books. But any of you, if you get a chance, drive out in my area on a Friday, Saturday night and park for a few minutes and you'll go, yeah, I understand now. So I'm afraid what's going to happen, that new housing complex, it is in the distance, the northwest of the speakers that they want to place. You're going to get an awful lot of county calls in regards to that. So thank you for hearing me out. This took a lot for me to come down here. I've never done this before, but I feel it's important. I'm on behalf of myself and a lot of 70, 80-year-old people that just couldn't come down. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition?
Good morning. My name is Yvonne Sanchez, and I'm located at 6399 West Shields, directly across the street from the property. I did write a letter that I'd like to submit this morning. I apologize, I didn't make enough copies for everyone. As the gentleman said before, I'm not, you know, 70 or 80, but I have raised my children in my home, and I have children that go to the high school about a mile away. And this noise that's happening is so disruptive to their sleep. My house is rattling. My neighbor located at 6339 West Shields, pictures fell off his wall and broke because it is that loud. Am I able to use any of these slides that are there?
So, staff, would you give her the pointer and show her how to move them?
Thank you. My husband and I tried to contact Mr. Ahmed. He did not return our phone calls. We wanted to get more information before coming here so that we had our information lined up. So I apologize if my thoughts are a bit scattered. I'm looking for the slide that said the five things that they needed to meet to make this project happen. Right there. Number two, when they hold weddings, they have wedding processions. There is a line of cars that happens down this very narrow two-lane road. There's not adequate turning for that. And when that happens, you cannot leave your house because the cars are lined up, getting in and out. They've hosted multiple weddings. The music has gone till two. I've called the sheriff's department 2:30, 3 a.m. And I've been informed they've already been out to the property. They've already requested the music be turned down. And unfortunately, the people at the venue turn it right back up when they leave. And they said there's nothing they can do. Going back to, I apologize, I don't know the order of these slides. No adverse effect on the neighborhood. I think when you're affecting the activities and education of children attending school and their inability to sleep, I would argue that that is not met. And it also negates number five, that it is for the public health and safety of the neighborhood. This is a residential area. We are all families that live there. And this was a home. And these folks retired and decided they didn't want as much property to care for. They wanted to simplify their life, so they sold their home. We knew them. There's no reason to believe that they were aware of the intent of this to be conducted as a business. It's not hosting 200 people. They're hosting 300 people. They've already leveled the ground on the east side of that property and put in light fixtures and have installed a significant amount of resources. The question that I have is, A, I don't understand how a recommendation can be made when you don't live there, you don't experience it. B, if we've already purchased a property, put in tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds, I don't know, and not followed any of the county's rules, permits, approval, we just move forward, we invest, we rent, we host parties, we have no one's permission, what reason does this commission have to believe that they are going to continue to follow your rules if it say it's going to end at 10? These parties are starting at 10, 9 and 10 o'clock. The basketball court, I think, is a fabulous idea. Anytime you can take teenagers and get them out of the house, great. However, many of these teenagers are part of the racing community. So just to give you a picture in your head, think of a Dodge Charger that's souped up. Leaving that property, peeling out, and doing donuts at local intersections. Please consider not approving this permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition? Come forward, please.
Yes, my name is Suzanne Frisbee, and I live at 2817. This is my husband, Robert. I have special needs adult children that live at my home. I also have an elderly brother that lives at my home. I also have a second house on my property that have small children, same with her, that have to go to school. And they're having parties on Thursday, Wednesday, and the music is going until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. We call the sheriff's department. We've already been out there. We'll come out there again because they're not stopping it. And it goes on and on and on. I live on the south side of Shields, the fourth house off the corner, and it blasts. My neighbors, they're elderly. They can't come out here. The other side on the south side has small children. They couldn't even go to school the next day because they didn't get any sleep. So the mother had to call the school, tell them that these people are partying all night and my children didn't get any sleep. She used to work for the school system of Central. After she had small children, she had to quit until the kids went back to school. She is just now going back. But it's getting bad when you can't even sleep and you got dual pane windows and they're still shaking. Now, this is ridiculous. I mean, like one person said, We've been out there since the 70s. And we've followed all the rules that we're supposed to follow. We talked to all the neighbors up and down the roads that somebody's going to have a party. Bear with us. We'll be 11 o'clock. We shut it down. We've only had one person that it got out of hand because it was a graduation, Kinsonata thing combined. It got out of hand. That was about 8 years ago. And never again did it happen because all the neighbors, the police department was out there. They had a shooting and everything else. We don't need this. And it's like the lady said, those cars were backed up from their driveway all the way down past Polk, which is 2 miles, one long string of traffic. They've had to put a four-way stop on that corner because somebody's killed out there at least once a month because nobody stops at the stop signs. Everybody drives like idiots. They're doing circles in the drive, in the middle of the streets, and there's black marks everywhere. So you guys need to get this stopped before it even starts.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition? I'd like to ask that you limit your testimony to something new. I mean, you could say you agree with the previous speakers, but we're sort of faced with a time crunch because one of the commissioners needs to leave later, and that would lose our quorum. So,
my name is Roberta Nazaroff. I live at 3059 North Bryan Avenue. We too have been there for several years, and I have three main concerns, which is safety. I do have young children. I'm concerned that as we progress through this process, that somehow alcohol is going to get involved into maybe these rentals, the parties, the alcohol will be being served. The streets are not conducive to the type of traffic that we have. And I will agree with the lady that spoke before me about the accidents are regular and occurring on Shields and Bryan, and it happens on a regular basis. I agree with the noise pollution. I'm concerned about it because we live out there for peace and quiet. We already have a party central down the street at Holland Park West, and I feel like this is an invasion of our privacy because we have bought and we have chosen to live out there, to raise our children out there, and we are dealing with things now that we've never really had to deal with before. I feel like there's a lot of cars. It parks 127 cars, but there could be 7 or 8 people in each vehicle. The parties are loud. They're long. And simply, there's just not the safety that we need out there for the road conditions, for the lighting, for the traffic. And I also just have a big concern as a parent. One of my children just recently started driving, and I'm very concerned about the safety on the street and the safety with the traffic. And a big concern, too, is when will we see the alcohol permits being asked for?
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition? Okay, at this time, if you would limit your testimony as well.
So my name is Larry Sanchez. We live at 6399 West Shields. I just want to reiterate a couple things that my wife missed. As far as the lady that just mentioned the alcohol, we are directly across the street from him, and I do pick up the alcohol bottles and cans and whatnot that have been thrown outside of my street. But from what it sounds like to me, are they also applying for permits? Because this place is developed already. The lights are already.
The way I understand it, as a private, non-business function, you could have your own parties. But they were planning on making it a commercial venture, and in that case, they need certain permits.
Okay, because this goes back to the lightings. We built ourselves a nice, quiet backyard, and we cannot have dark in our yard anymore. And we're talking our backyard, not our front yard. But we are concerned definitely about the street racing as these kids leave. And obviously, I'm picking up beer cans and whatnot on the side of the road. So obviously, there is some kind of drinking. I understand the owners can't control the kids that are playing basketball and whatnot, and they're drinking. But we need to take that in consideration that there is alcohol involved, and there is some very fast cars that are jeopardizing, and our son just also started driving, and he complains about not being able to drive out of our driveway because somebody's racing down the dirt side of the road trying to get to the event. So you guys, please take that in consideration, that they are jeopardizing everyone's kids, not only ourselves, but our kids. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, at this time, I'll ask if the applicant would like to rebut what was brought up. And if you'd limit your testimony to those issues that were brought up by those opposed during this time.
You know, one of the questions comes up is that the cars that are leaving there.
Mr. Brar, would you state your name just for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. Paul Brar, 5550 West Spruce. I don't believe the kids there are the ones throwing the beer cans and things are on the road. I mean, I'm sorry. I just have a hard time. We've strictly told those kids that there's no drinking allowed on the property. We haven't found any cans or anything on our property. I just don't see how they would be dumping them out on the road. I am concerned, everybody that brought it up, that the sound is having those issues. So that building that we had proposed, we're going to go back and we would like to revisit that, and maybe we put that building in place now instead of later, so there is no sound traveling outside. I think that would be the best way we can mitigate sound. And that building would go to the north part of the parking lot, where the parking lot is planned. So I don't know where that picture is, but that's where it would be. I just don't see how else I can tell you that, hey, I'll turn it down, I'll do this. But, you know, if I can control the sound, I can control it inside a building. So if the neighbors on Hayes are saying that the music is loud, from what I'm hearing, it's, you know, it's been one time where the music went on late. I don't know what day that was, but all these were private parties. We haven't had any commercial events. So the reason we're here is, you know, we want to have a business. We have 15 people in our group. Somebody's kid's going to be graduating. So there's no law against having private parties. But we're here to let everybody know, hey, we like to do a business. We want to conduct it the right way. And so we're here. If there's anything that we can do to make it better, you know, we can. Most of these events are not going to be during the week, Monday through Friday. They're on the weekend. The kids that play during the summer, they know that we're done at 10 o'clock. They need to be out of there to turn off the lights. Most of the lights that they were talking about on the outside of the property, they're all solar lights. Literally, you just prop them on a pole and they're all pointing down. I don't believe those lights are going across the street or lighting up the neighborhood. If there's an issue concerning those lights, those solar lights can be turned off at night. They stay on at a very dim level. They have settings, 100%, 75, 30. And those were put there for safety reasons, the ones they're talking about on the east side of the property. We haven't used that parking lot more than once. I think we used it initially because that was the only thing we can use, but we haven't used that. The lights are there, but they're all solar lights. The only hardwire lights are on the basketball courts, and those, the person that put them in, the basketball court people, so I believe those are the only ones, and they're all pointing down. You know, we don't have lights that are just shooting out to the open area. We want to be good neighbors. We're not trying to, you know, cause a ruckus in the neighborhood. We just want to control it. I just feel like the accidents on Hayes and Shields, I don't think that has anything to do with our property. I'm sorry, but there's just more traffic going down that road, and, you know, there's accidents all over town. But we haven't had any kids in our group that, you know, that we know have been involved in an accident. We can address the racing issue they're talking about, but I mean, it's hard to say who it is. You know, kids drive, people drive down the road all the time. And the beer issue, I totally disagree with that. I don't believe those are our kids. That's not what we're trying to preach. And they are younger kids. You know, they're not big kids. Most of them are high schoolers. So I just feel like, you know, we're trying to accommodate as much as we can, and we've had private parties, but that's why we're here. We want to do it right. We want to get the approval. And one of the things that seems like is that most likely is that we need to put a building where any live music will be inside.
I have a question.
Yes.
And it might be for staff, but it's my understanding if you want to build a building, you're going to have to come back through this process again to do another conditional use permit.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so I'm wondering if you're willing to pause this and do or redo this, or, you know, like come back with this one instead of trying to push this one through and then do another one for a building. Because it sounds like in this residential area. It is affecting the neighbors.
Right.
There is opposition here. It doesn't seem like the best use for this outdoor event facility right here. A building, a community center, it's contained, is a whole different idea.
Yeah.
And a whole different use. So I'm wondering if you're even willing to maybe put a pause on this and bring it back with that, or if you want to,
you
want to vote on this.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I would rather have something, even if it's approval with contingent to nothing during the week, only on the weekend, maybe even only on a Friday or Saturday for now, so we will not have any issues with the kids not going to school. If we can have something, it would allow us to maybe build up some, you know, events and start planning ahead, but we will come back for the building. That we can definitely do. And the goal would be is that we can probably have something back on the table for you guys in the next 3 months. We'll draw it up, and it'll be roughly the same size as the basketball court, you know, like 120 by 100 or something like that. So there wouldn't be any outside music. And most of those buildings are built in a way where you can have soundproofing materials put in.
I just think that's a whole different conversation
yeah.
than what we're having right now.
And I was not aware of the neighbors with, you know, significant sounds and issues and things like that. I'm sorry, I haven't, if I'd known, you know, maybe we would have come in with a little different plan, but we're not trying to, you know, we understand, you know, this is your house, you want to have peace and quiet, but at some point, you know, it's business and things are going to grow around you, and we just want to do it in a way with we're as neighbor friendly as we can be.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I want to say something. Listening to our, you know, our audience, how you see this, I think, is like it's a good thing, but perhaps in the wrong place.
Well, I don't agree that it's the wrong place. I just feel like that maybe the open music is having more of an impact than the studies that we got. I mean, the studies maybe, I mean, we're going off the studies. We were told we needed a study done. We hired somebody. They went out. They tested the music.
But even a building, if you do music in a building, has its regulations. Even a private party.
Right.
It can't be coming out of the doorways, you know, out. So it's...
Well, right, but it's an enclosed building, so the sound will not travel through the wall. I mean, that's the main thing.
Well, I don't know that we really should get into a closed building,
okay.
because
that's not on the agenda.
I agree.
So this
like
is
to
what
move along.
Commissioner
yep.
Carver was asking you, since this does not seem to be very favorable,
right.
would you be willing to bring it back?
Well, they might bring it back regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So you want us to proceed with this, we can do that.
Well, let me ask.
Do you have anything to say?
Proceed with. We would like to go ahead and proceed with
when
the condition
when I say proceed,
that,
I mean proceed with this portion of the meeting.
With CUP, yes. With the condition that we will only have live music on Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, we finish your testimony, and then we will discuss
okay.
it after we hear the SIR rebuttal as well.
All right.
So.
Yeah, we'd like to move forward with the CUP as is presented with the condition that we will not have live music during the week.
Okay.
And then strictly, you know, most of the time, the 10 o'clock time during the week is not an issue at all. But on Friday and Saturday, the music will cut off at 10. And then we will come back with a second for the building plan as well.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We'll allow one person for SIR rebuttal. Oh, did you have anything else?
No. I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Brewer. We'll allow one person to speak just to address the comments that Mr. Brewer made, if they would like to. And that would be to address, I mean, he had his position on the noise, traffic, and alcohol. So, and with regards to safety.
Yvonne Sanchez, 6399 West Shields Avenue. What I would say in regards to the previous comments is that exactly what Mrs. Hill said. great idea. It's the wrong place. Why a group of people would buy a residential home in the middle of a bunch of residences where people living and are raising their kids doesn't seem the appropriate place for a venue like this. It needs to be in an industrial or commercial area where people don't live. In regards to the music, my children are part of clubs and extracurricular activities, so they're actually involved with school activities on Saturdays and Sundays. So there are a lot of weekends. They need to go to sleep early Friday and Saturday night as well. It's not, they're not staying up late. My son's a 4.3 GPA. He's at school on Saturday doing community service and keeping up with his grades, and he has a study group. To be up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it just isn't conducive to his success. I know that's just one child, but I'm sure he's not the only one in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing and bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
What page is the motion?
The motions are on page 15 of the staff report.
Commission, one legal point.
Yes.
On the idea of coming back in 3 months, if this is denied today, he cannot come back in 3 months. He will have to wait a year because there's a one-year time limit. You cannot bring a revised, or if it's denied, you can't bring it again for another year. So,
could he bring a different application with a different proposal?
He could appeal it to the Board of Supervisors, could he not?
Yes, he could still have the right.
And then he could ask the...
But if the board denied it, then it would be a full year. They deny
without prejudice?
Yes, you could deny without prejudice.
Okay, which means they could bring it back within a year.
Yes.
Okay. Is that...
Could he... I think, Commissioner Carver, you were asking, could he amend his proposal to include something?
Not at this time.
Like, if we move to continue the item, could he amend it?
Yes, but with the addition of a building, that would require a much more extensive initial study to be done. So it wouldn't, 3 months would be reasonable for that.
I think that would be putting too much on this plate, yeah. Right?
Well, they requested that we move forward with this mm-hmm. proposal mm-hmm.
That's what
and a vote. I can make a motion. I mean, I feel like it is to the detriment of the community right now. I think that we've heard that. And so I would move to determine that this required findings cannot be made, that it does have an adverse effect on the surrounding community, and move to deny the unclassified conditional use permit number 3751, direct the secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the commission's actions.
Okay, there's a motion to deny, basis being mostly for finding number 3, the surrounding properties, adverse effects on the surrounding properties.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a second by
Commissioner Carver. Would you like to add that it's without prejudice to give them the option to return within the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Commissioner Hill, do you agree with that? So we have a motion to deny, and when they say without prejudice, should we approve the denial? All it allows it would be for the applicant to come back with another application within a year if they so choose. So do a roll, any discussion on this? Do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Carver?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Commissioner Rabian is absent. Commissioner Chatha is absent. Commissioner Quist?
Yes.
Commissioner Wolf is absent. Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Yes. So this is denied at this time. And if the applicant comes back before the year is up, the same people who are noticed should get notices again. In the meantime, the applicant could appeal this to the Board of Supervisors. And if that's the case, notices would go out as well. So thank you, everyone, for coming, and we'll move on to item number 3.
Regular agenda number 3, variance application number 4153 and environmental review number 8430 filed by James Maxey, proposing to allow the creation of two substandard parcels, a 7.64-acre parcel and a 13.87-acre parcel was from the existing 21.51-acre parcel, and waive development standards to allow for 12-foot side yard setbacks where 20 side-foot yard setbacks is required within the AE20 zone district. The property owner is pursuing the subdivision of land with the intention of selling the resulting newly created parcels of land for business purposes. If approved, mapping procedure to follow. The subject parcel is located on the north side of Kings Canyon Road, approximately 1.7 miles from the city of Sanger.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Raimundo Peraza. I'm a planner with the Land Use Division. So this variance, notices were sent out 15 days prior to this hearing, within 1,320 foot radius of the property, and it was also published in the Business Journal, and we received no notices either for or against this variance. The project we are presenting before you today is to allow for the creation of two substandard parcels, a 7.64-acre parcel and a 13.87-acre parcel from an existing 21.51-acre parcel, and also to waive development standards to allow a 12-foot side yard setback where 20-foot side yard setbacks are required in the AE20 zone district. As you see from this slide, the parcel is located near 180 and McCall Avenue. Right there in that area. There's a location map showing magnified view of the parcel on McCall and 180. This is a zoning map. As you can see, this parcel is surrounded by ag land. There is a commercial property here and here, and then ag commercial here, but the rest is all agricultural lots. Here's a map that shows our records of the type of land uses in the area, which are orchards and farmlands. Our proximity map would show variances in the proximity, but there is no variances within a half mile buffer of the property. This is the site plan that was given to us, shows existing property, and it shows the variances that will be requested. As you can see, this whole piece of the property, this portion here is what the variance is going to be for, to have the 7.6-acre parcel broken off from the larger portion of the parcel. On this property, there are some unpermitted structures. There is a metal storage building here and a shade structure here that is unpermitted. And in the conditions of approval, you'll see that we're requiring for this variance to be valid if approved, that they must get these structures either permitted or removed as a condition. Also, there is a mobile home that was permitted here and a mobile home that was permitted here. The second mobile home that was permitted at this location has been removed, and there's a condition in the staff report also that explains that they must have a special inspection for the abandonment or of the for the abandonment and proper abandonment of the septic system that was attached to that mobile home that was removed. Here's an aerial view.